Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
32347. But my zip code now is different.
Okay, I need the your shipping zip code where the product would have been shipped to. Or is being shipped to.
See, I called before and said, that's not my, anyway, I wasn't going to be there. I didn't want any more shipments. Okay, I have, let me see. It, can I tell you where it was? I can't remember. It's 39, okay. I'd have to bring, it's Donaldson, Georgia, Donaldsonville, Georgia.
Can I, let me see if I can pull it up with the telephone. May I please have the telephone number that's associated with the account?
850-838-6166.
Okay, no ma'am, that didn't produce an account. Can you spell your first name for me?
Dawn, D-A-W-N.
And the last name?
Grant. G-R-A-N-T.
Okay. And you said your telephone number was 850-838-6166?
Yes. I'm just keep being charged, and the last time I called, they said they would cancel further shipments. They only took off half, and I said, that's okay. As long as you cancel further shipments, I'm okay with just taking half the amount off, you know. So I paid for half, you know, and then now I'm being paid again, almost $200, and I was told, and I even had my Visa person, you know, connect me to you guys, and she was listening, and I wrote it all down, and it's like, and I wrote it on my, you know, statement.
Okay, and well, can you verify that address for me one more time?
Which address?
The Donaldsonville. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we're not there, and I told him we wouldn't be there anymore, and even online, I was trying to get it canceled, or
yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Know. Anyway,
can you verify that address for me one more time, please?
Donaldsonville, Georgia. I'd have to see. We were just working there a few months, and I could look it up, but I'm on the phone already. So.
Yes, ma'am. Because I need to make sure that I have the correct address pulled up. So I need to make sure I have the correct account pulled up. So
right, it was Highway 91 in Donaldsonville, Georgia.
Do you remember the house number?
Let's see. It's associated with the Donaldsonville Church of God, but it was the parsonage house number. We all got mail from that number. Let me see if I can find anything. Probably not.
Okay, well, can you let me see. Can you verify the email address on the account?
Dave and Dawn Grant at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am, I do. Thank you for that. Okay, and I did locate the account for the Keto Ascend as well as the Cleanse. Now, your account has been canceled. The last time you were charged was on 428 and 427. When you contacted us on 5-3, the representative did cancel out your account and issue you a 50% refund for the charges on 428 in April. So we didn't charge you anything further since April. So you have the charges on your account initially on 3/10 when you pay the $6.70 and the $7.45. Now, when you didn't call to cancel, you were charged for those initial products. Then we gave you 30 days for you to contact us to cancel out your account. If you did not do that, then you were enrolled into a monthly subscription. So when you called in, we did handle the most recent charges, which were in April. So that's why you were not charged for the, you were not billed in May.
Okay, well, I just got my statement for I just got it today for 420 for 427 and 428. And then I called, you know, I had called 5/3 when I got my statement.
Yes, and you were already billed for the month of April.
Reflecting 326, but I didn't get that because it was like my statement was the end of March to April, and this, and then I just got my statement for the end of April to May. So I have my two statements in front of me, and so I'm billed for both statements. You know, I'm billed almost $400, but I was only, you only took off about $100. Because you, here it says refunded $45.94 and $46.45. But
yes,
yet
ma'am.
I was, you know, billed again. Because I, as soon as I got that statement,
you, see, that's
for
what
March
happened.
And April,
yes, ma'am.
For March and April, I called.
Yes, ma'am.
I called
but,
with the visa.
Yes, ma'am. And so when you did that, the representative handled the charges for April. They did not handle the charges in March. So that's probably where the confusion came in, because when you call in, what we'll do, we'll handle the most recent charges, and the most recent charges were in April. So if you're requesting a refund for the previous month, I would have to transfer you over to a supervisor so they would be able to assist you.
Well, can they assist me? To
yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna
go ahead and get you transferred over. Please hold.
Okay. Well, thank you.